I'm Chanel Varani, and this is Our Island Universe. On January 7, 1610, an announcement was made that would forever change how we would view the cosmos. The letter announced a discovery with a new invention at the time. The discovery was three small point sources of light seen very close to the giant planet Jupiter. Over a period of the next several weeks, the observer found a fourth point source of light. And given his extensive observations, he was now forced to conclude that these four points of light were orbiting Jupiter and not the Earth. Galileo and his two small pieces of glass, the telescope, would usher in a scientific revolution that reverberates to this day. Until this discovery, and for some 1,500 years, our ancestors accepted the model that said the Earth was at the center, with everything else, our moon, the sun, the planets, and the stars, orbiting around us. The idea of a sun-centered solar system did not originate with Copernicus, even though we often give him credit. Aristarchus of Samos, some 2,200 years ago, proposed a sun-centered model, but his argument for why has been lost to time. Copernicus' heliocentric model predates Galileo's discovery by nearly seven decades, but it was Galileo and his telescope that provided the evidence in support of this model. Galileo observed the moons of Jupiter, that Venus goes through the same set of phases our moon goes through, that there are craters on the moon, and that the sun has spots on it, all with his telescope. These observations are incompatible with the philosophical, Earth-centered model of Ptolemy and Aristotle. Galileo's ideas were so contrary to the principles of Aristotelian cosmology that the Catholic Church found him vehemently suspect of heresy, was forced to recant, and spent the rest of his life under house arrest. It wasn't until 1992 that the Catholic Church recognized they made a mistake, and it all started 470 years ago on January 7th, 1610. I am Chanel Varani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.